Plato was speaking metaphorically, that makes a certain amount of sense, because even in heaven, we don't lose those characteristics which made us unique on earth. Okay? And so Dante, therefore, is able to encounter those souls in terms of what made them unique when they were on earth, and in terms of their own particular set of dispositions, in terms of their own character, both in terms of virtues and vices. In other words, even though the souls are saved and no longer have to worry about sin, it does not mean that they were sinless while they were on earth. Again, as we've said so many times now, what differentiates the souls from the damned is repentance and grace rather than personal personal perfection on earth, which doesn't happen. So it turns out that in some of the encounters, Dante actually spends time talking about folks who have sinned while they're on earth, but who have now, of course, only a transformed memory of that because they are part of this beatific vision.
I want to make two points. One, referring to something Ron said a couple minutes ago, that is the idea that in some ways their appearance to Dante in these various spheres is a condescension to his limitations. Because the character that sort of explains that, or the place where this is sort of explained to Dante, is very interesting. That this idea of condescension is sort of like what God does when he writes the Bible. That is to say, remember something we said a long time ago, it seems, and that is that God wrote two books, the book of nature and the Bible, and that the Bible is a kind of user's guide for those whose sight is slightly impaired with regard to this first world. Well, the Bible, therefore, to put this in other language, the language of Paradiso, is God condescending, is God agreeing to sort of come down to the level of humans by explaining as much as humans are able to understand in the Bible, and to tell things humans they need to know in the Bible in a way that humans will understand it. So this way that Dante is seeing the souls in the spheres is analogized to the way God addresses humankind with the Bible. And once again, I would suggest that therefore we need to look for the linkages between this exceptional rocket ship trip that Dante is taking and the journey that all of us take without that sort of literalization of the journey through the spheres. The second thing is that the first couple souls that in fact Dante has appeared to him in the Paradiso are, at first reading, maybe even a little bit disappointing, because they both turn out to be women who for a while were nuns and then broke their vows and got married. Now, the story gets a little bit more complicated than that, because both of them were more or less forced out of the cloister by men in their lives who needed to marry them off for dynastic and political purposes, although they're not entirely free of blame. But there is a sense in which these were not the folks we expected to meet. Now, certainly later on we do meet some of the Christian superstars. We meet St. Peter and all that gang. But there are a couple things that I think are important about this initial encounter, even though to our sight it may be at first be disappointing. First, that constant reminder that, again, the difference between people in heaven and hell is not that one group didn't sin and one group did, it's that one group repented and the other group didn't. The second thing is these two particular nuns are very interesting because they are related in various ways to Dante and to Dante's journey. The first one he meets is a woman named Picarda Donati. Now, what's interesting is that the Donatis are, in fact, in-laws of the Alighieri family, of Dante's family, because Dante was married to a member of the Donati family. However, her brother was his very bitter political enemy, and I think we can probably say that had he been dead in 1300, we would have found him way down toward the bottom of hell. So there is both the personal and political connection. The second one of these nuns we meet is an empress named Constance. She's the Holy Roman Empress, if you will. And one reason she's so interesting is because her son is in hell and her grandson is in purgatory. And so one of the things we find out right away in meeting the Empress Constance is, once again, to return to a theme that Dante will deal with a great deal in the middle of the Paradiso, the importance of family and the limits and value of having good or bad relatives. So that these two first souls that Dante has appeared to him seems to me both emblematic of the personal and political issues that Dante deals with, and emblematic of some of the themes that run throughout the Commedia.
The Paradiso is, of course, Dante's attempt to draw linkages between the human and the divine.